Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Lauren Sanderson. I'm an alternative hip-hop artist from Indiana, and you are listening to The Jake Brown Show.
Welcome to The Jake Brown Show, radio.com, iTunes, and Spotify. We like to do sports. We also like to do entertainment. We also like to do lifestyle. We've had plenty of rappers, comedians, artists. Joining us now, she's new to Epic Records, which is Meghan Trainor's on. I mean, that's pretty elite company to be a part of. She's from Fort Wayne, Indiana, a Hoosier, alternative R&B, hip-hop. She does it all. She's an artist. Her name is Lauren Sanderson. Lauren, what's going on? Thanks for coming on.
Hey, yeah, thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
Now, your Instagram is at Lauren Sanderson, and your Twitter is at Lauren the Llama. Are you a llama fan, or where does that come from?
Okay, that was literally made in seventh grade. I don't claim that name, although it was a big part of my process of getting here. I'm trying to change it back to Lauren Sanderson. But it was the seventh grade phase. You know how those go.
I feel you. I mean, in college, I was Jay Swag, and now my Snapchat has that in it, and people and girls judge me because they're like, Jay Swag. Like, what is this, 2007?
Exactly.
Like, so I fully regret the Jay Swag days.
Same.
So you regret the llama days. But llamas are cool. Llamas, I think, are cooler than having swag in your name.
I think we're about on the same level.
You had Written in the Stars just come out with PNB Rock, who's really dope, and he's a guy who's come out on the scene recently. Tell me how cool that project was and how that all came together.
So basically what had happened was I made an EP called Spaces back home in Indiana, recorded it there, wrote it there, everything was done there, and my supporters, being the amazing people that they are, got it to number one on iTunes, which is when I got an email from a woman named Erica Coulter over at Epic, who kind of discovered my music over there, brought me in, and we all made the decision, and then we all kind of decided on which song on the EP fit me the best and which one was the most powerful, which is when we all agreed on Written in the Stars. And so I actually went into the studio with a guy named FKI first. He's a producer who did a lot of stuff with Post Malone, and he's really big in the urban industry, and we created a feature slot. We didn't really know who was going to be on it, but we wanted to add, like, a little spice to the song, and I guess FKI had a session with PNB, and he was just kind of brought it up and was like, hey, man, I have this song. I feel like you would sound really good on it, and next thing I knew, I was waking up with an email from my manager just saying, like, hey, PNB hopped on the song. What do you think? And it was amazing.
And Written in the Stars was actually, you put a different twist on it, because, you know, the original, there is a Written in the Stars from Tiny Tempa. Do you know that song?
Oh, yeah. I do. I forgot about that song until, like, you know when you search something on Spotify and then it'll play, like I clicked on mine and then it'll play anything else. Called Written in the Stars, and then I was like, wow, throwback. I remember that song. I didn't even think of it.
Yeah, it was Written in the Stars, a million miles away, a message to the main. Tiny Tampa,
exactly.
Actually from the UK, I believe. But very interesting. Now, you, you're kind of I didn't realize this until you look it over, but DIY means do it yourself. I never really processed that.
Mm-hmm.
You booked your own 18 city tour last year, is that right?
Yes, yeah. I've gone on two tours that were independently booked, which means, like, on the first one, I would email the venues myself as either myself, or kind of as I got better at it, I realized it would probably sound better from a manager, which I didn't have one at the time. So I was just literally writing these venues myself, saying like, "Hi, this is Emily. I manage an artist called Lauren Sanderson," and I was kind of like my alter ego manager. It was great. Like that's what I mean by like the little entrepreneur in me. I love the behind the scenes too.
Wow, so you played a fake manager. I've actually heard of someone who did this once. And you basically 100%. Made email like emily'smanager@gmail.com.
100%. No, yeah, it was Lauren Sanderson Management at Gmail. And then
awesome.
When I actually did have a manager, then my real manager took it over. But for a long time, like, Emily was a fake person. So if you're a supporter and you're listening to this and you got a message from Emily, that was probably not Emily.
If you got a message from Emily, please reach out to Neve and Max on Catfish and send in an email, and they'll get back to you.
Exactly.
That's pretty amazing. Now, you find it hard as kind of a do-it-yourself. I mean, in this industry, everyone's posting songs and covers to YouTube. How difficult mm-hmm. was it to get to this point? And obviously, you're talented, you're dope, but how difficult was it to get to this point, to get signed by Epic, to be doing a song with P&B and putting out an album mm-hmm. and all this? It must have been a difficult journey to make.
Yeah, I've always said that, like, as an artist, you can always do a lot more than music, because I think that the music did get me here to a certain extent. But if I didn't have the DIY part of me, I wouldn't have gone on two tours. I wouldn't have the fan connection that I do with, like, you know, writing letters to my supporters and always just, like, showing them so much appreciation that I have. Sometimes the music just by itself takes a lot longer, and it's a lot more work than, well, I don't know. There's two ways to look at it. Sometimes, like, the music will take a longer route if you aren't as bold, like, in the personality, but as at the same time, it takes a lot of work to always be present online, make sure you're posting like once or twice a day, make sure that your fans know what you're doing, etc., etc. So it was a long journey from Indiana to LA, now where I'm signed, and it's just a different life, but I think anybody can do it if they work hard enough.
Did you think when you were making those videos and posting to YouTube, did you see yourself getting signed? Like did you envision what's happening?
I didn't know if I don't think signing was ever in my brain, because I think, like, as an Indiana kid, you don't really understand the music industry. But I definitely always saw myself having a really big career, and I always knew that I would be, like, selling out big rooms and that I would be inspiring the world. I always knew that.
The Jake Brown Show with Lauren Sanderson on the line. Follow her on the gram at Lauren Sanderson. Follow her on Twitter at Lauren the Llama. What's up? You have your EP Spaces was number one mm-hmm. on the iTunes R&B album chart. What's the next project that's coming?
Right now I'm writing a project that I can't say the name, but it is basically just about, like, exactly what we were talking about, moving from Indiana to LA. It's such a different place here in every single possible way. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from New York. My family now lives in North Carolina, right outside Charlotte. But I'm a New Yorker, so I'm a big city guy.
Yeah, and also, like, being on the East Coast / Midwest, I feel like you just have a big heart. Like, you have a genuine heart. And out here, man, people are savages. Like, people will seriously
savage
go,
season.
Like, crazy. But, this next project is just about how different it is, and signing from being independent, still wanting the fan connection, all of that stuff. It's just all on my next project, yeah.
That is interesting, because it is a completely different lifestyle, and everyone's got, like, fake asses out there and fake tits and everything, and the West Coast.
Everything fake.
Yeah, everything fake, everyone's savage, everyone drinking overpriced coffee. Have you drank your coffee or tea with your pinky out yet? Because that's when you really went Hollywood.
Exactly, and I'm like a frugal, like, small-town girl. I'm like, $5 for coffee, I'm going to like, pass on that, please.
Just don't drink it with your pinky out, because that means you're the bougiest person on the planet. You can't do that.
I have conformed to the L.A. life.
That's interesting that the project is about your move and the transformation, because it really is two different lives. I've never been to Indiana, but I can imagine what it's like, and I assume there's farms and animals, and
exactly.
it's a whole new world, in the words of Aladdin.
Exactly.
And, there's just so much, like, emotionally, physically, mentally, there's so many different aspects that are new here, and I know that I can handle it, absolutely. Like, I know I was made to do this, and I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. It's just a lot to write about, so...
Who inspired?
In all aspects. I just trust in the universe.
Who inspired you?
Like in my life in general?
Well, first off, in music, who inspired you?
In music, so on the rap side, like Mac Miller, Logic, Tyler the Creator, J. Cole definitely is like my favorite storyteller, Kendrick Lamar. And then on the singer side, I really like Billie Eilish. I really like Lana Del Rey. I love bands like Wayne and the Neighborhood. So that's why I consider myself kind of like alternative hip hop, because I love the band aspect and like the vibey, spacey feel. But I also really love like storytelling and like the hip hop drums and everything like that.
Did you just say Johns? What was that last word you said?
Drums.
Oh, okay. I thought you were getting Philly on me. I was like, damn, she went from Indiana to L.A. to
drums.
Philly.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes you unique, that you have kind of different angles from, I mean, alternative R&B, hip-hop. Can you can you drop us a little acapella freestyle? And the topic will be New York City.
Really?
A little quick, a hot eight on New York City.
All right. Fuck, hold on. Let me think. Oh my God, you're gonna put me on the spot.
On the spot.
No, man, I can't do it. All right. Don't want to drop something stupid, because I'm like just getting into the interview world, and I don't want to say something dumb.
That's fine. That's fine. It came up out of nowhere, but I figured I'd give it a try, because I like to freestyle myself from time to time. But when people ask you in the moment, it's tough. I feel like it just comes up. And usually you can't be sober and do it. That's the problem. It comes to you.
Yeah, maybe if I even had like two beers, I'd be like, all right, bro, here we go.
mid-interview, just chug a couple of beers. Do you see this expanding? Like, do you want to be like an actress too? Like, where do you see this road taking you?
I want to do, like, I'm the type of person where, like, I just have times where I want to say yes to everything. And, like, I love everything. I feel like I'm a really adaptable type of artist where I could definitely see myself being in music and then acting and maybe even songwriting for other people. I love music videos, and I feel like I'm a very visual artist too. So I feel like I could maybe be... Like a script writer in the music industry, or in the like music video world, like a director. I really love all things artistic other than drawing. Don't ask me to draw, because that's not going to look good.
Yeah, I mean, no one likes drawing that much. I mean, it's hard to do.
Painting and shit.
What is your fan base? Like, who does your fan base consist of? Like, do you have like a wide, varying fan base?
Yeah, I would say my support group is literally anybody and everybody who just wants to put in their headphones and block out the rest of the world, anybody who needs hope, inspiration, strength. I'm huge on, like, anything you want to do, you can do it. And I think, like, especially being in L.A., realizing how rare that is of an artist to just be so focused on making sure their audience just knows that someone out there came from a small town in Indiana and is making it happen. And, like, I truly do believe in everybody, every kind of artist that wants to do, like, those crazy things and, like, make the crazy dreams come true. So my artist is literally just for dreamers, like crazy, you know, artists, weirdos, the outcasts, and just people who feel like they don't belong. Like, my music is to remind them that they do.
And you posted a video, I don't know if it was a couple of years ago, saying, announcing that you were gay, and that I assume a lot of your fans, I mean, support that, obviously, and a lot of girls are a big supporter of you.
Yeah, I think, like, on my, like, this is the entrepreneur in me, but, like, the analytics and insights of my, like, social media, like, it's usually, like, 85% women, and the rest are not.
Do you get hit on by a lot of girls?
I don't know. I feel like maybe. I don't know. My head is, like, I feel like I'm really focused, but, like, maybe. But I do know, like, a lot of my supporters look up to me because of that. Like, they say, like, I might have helped them come out, or I might have helped them just accept themselves for who they are. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool that I could do that. And I always say, like, I'm just human. Like, I don't know if I'm gay or whatever. Like, I used to say gay, but now I just say human because, I don't know, you never know. You might like a dude. I don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you just haven't met the right dude. Who knows? But but it's interesting because there aren't a ton of gay female artists out there. So I feel like you are a trendsetter in some fashion because there aren't that many that come out. Would you agree with that?
I don't know if I agree with that, but I know that a lot of artists that aren't straight change the, like, let's say that they, like, it's a gay girl who dates girls. I know there's a lot of artists like that that change the pronoun to be, like, quote-unquote relatable or, like, apply to more people. And I think that's, like, the dumbest thing ever. But I don't know. I don't know about, like, people coming out and stuff like that. I just feel like whoever you are, just accept that and just be you.
Motivational speaker in your future as well. Spaces is on iTunes now and Spotify. Written the Stars on iTunes and Spotify. The next song, let's hope it involves the next album. Let's hope it involves llamas. I know you didn't want to say what the album name is going to be.
That's not happening. No, that's not happening.
All right. Well, I'm hoping for a llama song or a llama project down the road. You got to honor your seventh grade self, you know?
Honestly, maybe in a music video, like, I could come in hot on a llama.
Like there, if there's a llama in your music video, that thing's going viral. I mean, there's no way it doesn't, because that's so rare that we would cherish it. So think about
that. That's a good thought. I might have to write that down.
All right, write it down. Let it sink in. The llama is coming back. Lauren the Llama on Twitter, Lauren Sanderson on Instagram. Go download her music now. Appreciate you coming on the show, Lauren.
Of course. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.